Hi everyone. This is a quick notice to help you stay safe on WhatsApp. Please take note that no one in Stream Globe will ever contact you, call you, or send you any message requesting for any code or any number to participate in any kind of meeting. That is a scammer's trick. Also, if you're on any of our WhatsApp groups and any member of your WhatsApp group sends you unsolicited personal messages, feel free to report such a person to WhatsApp and they will automatically be blocked from sending you further messages. You can also report such a person's number to an admin in your WhatsApp group so such people can be removed from the group. Please stay safe on WhatsApp and remember to share Stream Globe devotional with your friends and contacts on WhatsApp. Let's spread the gospel through this wonderful platform. We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text.
Hello and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Offering Our Lives to God. Today's meditation was written by Utuoku Nubaudum. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Leviticus chapter 2 verse 1. When someone brings a grain offering to the Lord, his offering is to be of fine flour. He is to pour oil on it and put incense on it. Read Leviticus chapter 2 verse 1 to 13. To get a better context. The grain offering in today's Bible text typifies offering our lives to God. God wants our life ground very small, the way He can deal with without any opposition from us. Oil typifies the Holy Spirit. It is impossible to offer our lives acceptable to God without the help of the Holy Spirit. Incense, or frankincense in some translations, it's an aromatic gum that produces a nice scent when burnt. It typifies worship. We are to offer our lives with the help of the Holy Spirit and in worship. In Leviticus chapter 2 verse 2, part of the fine flour and oil are taken with all of the frankincense. What does this signify? The whole of the frankincense. All worship is to go to God. You can praise a man for the good things he does. You can thank a man, but you must never worship any man, not your pastor or bishop. All worship must go to God. In Leviticus chapter 2 verse 11, no leaven and honey is permitted in our offering. Withholding leaven means to offer our lives in sincerity and truth. See 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7 to 8. Don't make a commitment you are not ready to fulfill. No leaven, no honey, no sweet words. Don't say anything to God that you won't stand behind to fulfill. In Leviticus chapter 2 verse 13, every offering must be offered with salt. Salt signifies a covenant relationship with God. God accepts our offerings on the basis of a covenant relationship with Him. God receives acceptably only offering that come from a committed heart and a committed life. Go into today determined to offer your life as a living sacrifice in a way that is acceptable and pleasing to God. Pray like this. Commit your heart and your life afresh to God today. Ask that He will help you offer your life in a way that will please Him. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Joshua chapter 11 to Joshua chapter 15. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, but you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, click on the link at the end of today's devotional text. The link is streamglobe.org, or visit any of our websites. Click on the menu there that says, Are you saved? That menu will lead you to a web page where you will find resources that will help you properly give your life to Christ and understand the faith and grow therein. The audio for today's Bible reading plan comes up next. Joshua chapter 11 to chapter 15.
When Jabin, king of Hazor, heard of this, he sent word to Jobab, king of Madon, to the kings of Shimron and Akshath, and to the northern kings who were in the mountains in the Arabah south of Kinnereth, in the western foothills, and in Naphoth-Dor on the west, to the Canaanites in the east and west, to the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, and Jebusites in the hill country, and to the Hivites below Hermon in the region of Mizpah. They came out with all their troops and a large number of horses and chariots, a huge army as numerous as the sand on the seashore. All these kings joined forces and made camp together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel. The Lord said to Joshua,
"Do not be afraid of them, because by this time tomorrow I will hand all of them, slain, over to Israel. You are to hamstring their horses and burn their chariots."
So Joshua and his whole army came against them suddenly at the waters of Merom and attacked them, and the Lord gave them into the hand of Israel. They defeated them and pursued them all the way to Greater Sidon, to Misrephoth-Maim, and to the valley of Mizpah on the east, until no survivors were left. Joshua did to them as the Lord had directed. He hamstrung their horses and burned their chariots. At that time, Joshua turned back and captured Hazor and put its king to the sword. Hazor had been the head of all these kingdoms. Everyone in it they put to the sword. They totally destroyed them, not sparing anyone that breathed, and he burned Hazor itself. Joshua took all these royal cities and their kings and put them to the sword. He totally destroyed them, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded. Yet Israel did not burn any of the cities built on their mounds, except Hazor, which Joshua burned. The Israelites carried off for themselves all the plunder and livestock of these cities, but all the people they put to the sword, until they completely destroyed them, not sparing anyone that breathed. As the Lord commanded his servant Moses, so Moses commanded Joshua, and Joshua did it. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. So Joshua took this entire land, the hill country, all the Negev, the whole region of Goshen, the western foothills, the Arabah, and the mountains of Israel with their foothills, from Mount Halak, which rises toward Seor, to Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon below Mount Hermon. He captured all their kings and put them to death. Joshua waged war against all these kings for a long time, except for the Hivites living in Gibeon. Not one city made a treaty of peace with the Israelites, who took them all in battle. For it was the Lord himself who hardened their hearts to wage war against Israel, so that he might destroy them totally, exterminating them without mercy, as the Lord had commanded Moses. At that time Joshua went and destroyed the Anakites from the hill country, from Hebron, Debir, and Anab, from all the hill country of Judah, and from all the hill country of Israel. Joshua totally destroyed them and their towns. No Anakites were left in Israelite territory. Only in Gaza, Gath, and Ashdod did any survive. So Joshua took the entire land, just as the Lord had directed Moses, and he gave it as an inheritance to Israel, according to their tribal divisions. Then the land had rest from war. These are the kings of the land whom the Israelites had defeated and whose territory they took over east of the Jordan from the Arnon Gorge to Mount Hermon, including all the eastern side of the Arabah. Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon. He ruled from Aroer on the rim of the Arnon Gorge, from the middle of the gorge to the Jabbok River, which is the border of the Ammonites. This included half of Gilead. He also ruled over the eastern Arabah from the Sea of Galilee to the Sea of the Arabah, that is, the Dead Sea, to Beth Jeshimoth and then southward below the slopes of Pisgah. And the territory of Og, king of Bashan, one of the last of the Rephaites who reigned in Ashtaroth and Edrei. He ruled over Mount Hermon, Saluka, all of Bashan to the border of the people of Geshur and Maukah, and half of Gilead to the border of Sihon, king of Heshbon. Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the Israelites conquered them. And Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave their land to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh to be their possession. These are the kings of the land that Joshua and the Israelites conquered on the west side of the Jordan, from Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon to Mount Halak, which rises toward Seor. Their lands Joshua gave as an inheritance to the tribes of Israel according to their tribal divisions: the hill country, the western foothills, the Arabah, the mountain slopes, the wilderness and the Negev, the lands of the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, the king of Jericho, one, the king of Ai, near Bethel, one, the king of Jerusalem, one, the king of Hebron, one, the king of Jarmuth, one, the king of Lachish, one, the king of Eglon, one, the king of Gezer, one, the king of Deber, one, the king of Geder, one, the king of Horma, one, the king of Arad, one, the king of Libna, one, the king of Adullam, one, the king of Makeda, one, the king of Bethel, one, the king of Tapua, one, the king of Hefer, one, the king of Aphek, one, the king of Lasharon, one, the king of Madon, one, the king of Hazor, one, the king of Shimron-Miran, one, the king of Akshaph, one, the king of Taanak, one, the king of Megiddo, one, the king of Kedesh, one, the king of Jokneam in Carmel, one, the king of Dor in Naphath-Dor, one, the king of Goyim in Gilgal, one, the king of Tirzah, one, 31 kings in all. When Joshua had grown old, the Lord said to him,
"You are now very old, and there are still very large areas of land to be taken over. This is the land that remains: all the regions of the Philistines and Geshurites, from the Shihor River on the east of Egypt to the territory of Ekron on the north. All of it counted as Canaanite, though held by the five Philistine rulers in Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron, the territory of the Avites on the south, all the land of the Canaanites, from Arah of the Sidonians as far as Aphek, and the border of the Amorites, the area of Byblos, and all Lebanon to the east, from Baal Gad below Mount Hermon to Lebo Hamath. As for all the inhabitants of the mountain regions from Lebanon to Misrephoth-Maim, that is, all the Sidonians, I myself will drive them out before the Israelites. Be sure to allocate this land to Israel for an inheritance, as I have instructed you, and divide it as an inheritance among the nine tribes, and half of the tribe of Manasseh."
The other half of Manasseh, the Reubenites and the Gadites, had received the inheritance that Moses had given them east of the Jordan, as he, the servant of the Lord, had assigned it to them. It extended from Aurora on the rim of the Arnon Gorge, and from the town in the middle of the gorge, and included the whole plateau of Medeba as far as Dibon, and all the towns of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who ruled in Heshbon, out to the border of the Ammonites. It also included Gilead, the territory of the people of Geshur and Maukah, all of Mount Hermon and all Bashan as far as Saluka, that is, the whole kingdom of Og in Bashan, who had reigned in Ashtaroth and Edrei. He was the last of the Rephaites. Moses had defeated them and taken over their land, but the Israelites did not drive out the people of Geshur and Maukah, so they continued to live among the Israelites to this day. But to the tribe of Levi he gave no inheritance, since the food offerings presented to the Lord, the God of Israel, are their inheritance as he promised them. This is what Moses had given to the tribe of Reuben, according to its clans. The territory from Aurora on the rim of the Arnon Gorge, and from the town in the middle of the gorge and the whole plateau past Medeba to Heshbon, and all its towns on the plateau, including Dibon, Bamoth Baal, Beth Baal Meon, Jahaz, Kedemoth, Mephaeth, Kiriathaim, Sibma, Zerith Shahar on the hill in the valley, Beth Peor, the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth Jeshimoth, all the towns on the plateau and the entire realm of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who ruled at Heshbon. Moses had defeated him and the Midianite chiefs, Evi, Rekem, Zur, Hur, and Reba, princes allied with Sihon who lived in that country. In addition to those slain in battle, the Israelites had put to the sword Balaam, son of Beor, who practiced divination. The boundary of the Reubenites was the bank of the Jordan. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the Reubenites, according to their clans. This is what Moses had given to the tribe of Gad, according to its clans. The territory of Jazer, all the towns of Gilead, and half the Ammonite country as far as Aurora, near Rabbah, and from Heshbon to Ramoth Mizpah and Betonim, and from Mahunaim to the territory of Debir, and in the valley, Beth Haram, Beth Nimrah, Sukkoth and Zaphon, with the rest of the realm of Sihon, king of Heshbon, the east side of the Jordan, the territory up to the end of the Sea of Galilee. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the Gadites, according to their clans. This is what Moses had given to the half-tribe of Manasseh, that is, to half the family of the descendants of Manasseh, according to its clans. The territory extending from Mahunaim and including all of Bashan, the entire realm of Og, king of Bashan, all the settlements of Jair in Bashan, 60 towns, half of Gilead and Ashtaroth and Edrei, the royal cities of Og in Bashan. This was for the descendants of Machir, son of Manasseh, for half of the sons of Machir, according to their clans. This is the inheritance Moses had given when he was in the plains of Moab, across the Jordan, east of Jericho. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses had given no inheritance. The Lord, the God of Israel, is their inheritance, as he promised them. Now these are the areas the Israelites received as an inheritance in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, Joshua, son of Nun, and the heads of the tribal clans of Israel allotted to them. Their inheritances were assigned by lot to the 9.5 tribes, as the Lord had commanded through Moses. Moses had granted the 2.5 tribes their inheritance east of the Jordan, but had not granted the Levites an inheritance among the rest, for the sons of Joseph had become 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. The Levites received no share of the land, but only towns to live in, with pasture lands for their flocks and herds. So the Israelites divided the land, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Now the people of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, said to him,
"You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God at Kadesh Barnea, about you and me? I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought him back a report according to my convictions. But the others who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt in fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So on that day, Moses swore to me, 'The land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly.' Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the wilderness. So here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there, and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out, just as he said.
Then Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. So Hebron has belonged to Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, ever since, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly. Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba, after Arba, who was the greatest man among the Anakites. Then the land had rest from war. The allotment for the tribe of Judah, according to its clans, extended down to the territory of Edom, to the desert of Zin in the extreme south. Their southern boundary started from the bay at the southern end of the Dead Sea, crossed south of Scorpion Pass, continued on to Zin, and went over to the south of Kadesh Barnea. Then it ran past Hezron, up to Adar, and curved around to Karka. It then passed along to Asmon, and joined the Wadi of Egypt, ending at the Mediterranean Sea. This is their southern boundary. The eastern boundary is the Dead Sea, as far as the mouth of the Jordan. The northern boundary started from the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan, went up to Beth Hogla, and continued north of Beth Araba to the stone of Bohan, son of Reuben. The boundary then went up to Debir from the valley of Achor, and turned north to Gilgal, which faces the pass at Udumin, south of the gorge. It continued along to the waters of Enshemesh, and came out at Enrogel. Then it ran up the valley of Ben-Hinnom along the southern slope of the Jebusite city, that is, Jerusalem. From there it climbed to the top of the hill west of the Hinnom Valley, at the northern end of the valley of Rephaim. From the hilltop the boundary headed toward the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, came out at the towns of Mount Ephron and went down toward Baalah, that is, Kiriath Jeorim. Then it curved westward from Baalah to Mount Seor, ran along the northern slope of Mount Jeorim, that is, Kesalon, continued down to Beth Shemesh and crossed to Timnah. It went to the northern slope of Ekron, turned toward Shikaron, passed along to Mount Baalah, and reached Jabneel. The boundary ended at the sea. The western boundary is the coastline of the Mediterranean Sea. These are the boundaries around the people of Judah by their clans. In accordance with the Lord's command to him, Joshua gave to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, a portion in Judah, Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron. Arba was the ancestor of Anak. From Hebron, Caleb drove out the three Anakites, Sheshai, Uhiman, and Talmai, the sons of Anak. From there he marched against the people living in Debir, formerly called Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said,
I will give my daughter Aksa in marriage to the man who attacks and captures Kiriath Sefer.
Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's brother, took it. So Caleb gave his daughter Aksa to him in marriage. One day when she came to Othniel, she urged him to ask her father for a field. When she got off her donkey, Caleb asked her,
What can I do for you?
She replied,
Do me a special favor. Since you have given me land in the Negev, give me also springs of water.
So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Judah, according to its clans. The southernmost towns of the tribe of Judah in the Negev toward the boundary of Edom were Kabzeel, Eder, Jager, Kina, Dimona, Adida, Kedesh, Hazer, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Beulah, Hazer Hadada, Kiriath Hezron, that is, Hazor, Amam, Shema, Molada, Hazer Gada, Heshmon, Beth Pelet, Hazer Shaul, Beersheba, Biziothiah, Bela, Ayim, Ezem, El Tolad, Kiesel, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Libeath, Shillim, Ain, and Rimmon, a total of 29 towns and their villages. In the western foothills, Eshtael, Zora, Ashna, Zenoa, Enganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Udullam, Soka, Uzika, Shaul-Raim, Adithaim, and Gedira, or Gedirathaim, 14 towns and their villages. Zenon, Hadassah, Migdal-Gad, Dilion, Mizpah, Jokvil, Lachish, Bozkath, Eglon, Caban, Lamas, Kitlish, Gedira, Beth Dagon, Naoma, and Makeda, 16 towns and their villages. Libna, Ether, Ashan, Ifta, Ashna, Nezib, Keila, Akzib, and Marisha, 9 towns and their villages. Ekron, with its surrounding settlements and villages west of Ekron, all that were in the vicinity of Ashdod, together with their villages. Ashdod, its surrounding settlements and villages, and Gaza, its settlements and villages, as far as the Wadi of Egypt and the coastline of the Mediterranean Sea. In the hill country, Shamer, Jatter, Sokob, Dana, Kiriath Sana, that is, Deber, Anab, Eshtema, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 towns and their villages. Arab, Duma, Eshan, Janim, Beth Tapua, Ufika, Humpta, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zior, 9 towns and their villages. Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Jutta, Jezreel, Joktium, Zenoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 towns and their villages. Howlhol, Beth-Zur, Gedor, Meorath, Beth-Anath, and Eltikon, 6 towns and their villages. Kiriath-Baal, that is, Kiriath-Jeor, and Rabbah, 2 towns and their villages. In the wilderness, Beth-Araba, Midden, Sikeka, Nibshan, the city of Salt, and En-Gedi, 6 towns and their villages. Judah could not dislodge the Jebusites who were living in Jerusalem. To this day, the Jebusites live there with the people of Judah.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.